Saudi and Bahraini troops have demolished two other mosques in Bahrain in the towns of Hamad and Sitra. Troops have also surrounded a medical center and destroyed several tribal guest houses. Since the trigger of the Bahraini revolution back in mid-February, hundreds of anti-government protesters have been arrested. Libyan revolutionary forces have warned of an impending massacre by forces loyal to Muammar Gaddafi. Gaddafi forces have reportedly killed at least 23 civilians, wounding many others in Misrata. International aid agencies and rights groups have also warned of a growing humanitarian disaster in Misrata. Leaders of Brazil, Russia, India, China, and South Africa have come together in the Chinese resort of Sanya. The group of five nations, known as the BRICS, includes the world's top rising economies. Concerning Libya, the BRICS agreed that the use of force must be avoided. The Yemeni opposition has set a two-week deadline for President Ali Abdullah Saleh to step down. The opposition has also refused to take part in Saudi-mediated talks for a transfer of power. It argues that the Arab Initiative offers Saleh immunity from prosecution. Japan's Prime Minister Naoto Kan is under heavy criticism over his handling of the nuclear crisis. The main Japanese opposition, the Liberal Democratic Party, is calling on Kan to quit. 5 weeks after the March 11th quake and tsunami, the situation at Fukushima plant shows no sign of improvement. Over 110 men in the U.S. military have made confidential reports of sexual assault by their peers or superiors in 2010. The Newsweek reports that the rapes are a display of power and intimidation against service members who are newer, weaker, or suspected to be gay. A Chinese man has been arrested in the U.S. for running a fake army unit. The man recruited Chinese immigrants and allegedly promised them that joining the squad was a way to obtain U.S. citizenship. The immigrants had to pay up to $450 to join. And finally, official data from the U.S. shows that the new jobless claims increased to 412,000, which is the highest level in 2 months. Nearly 3.7 million Americans collect unemployment benefits. U.S. President Barack Obama has called for spending cuts and tax increases to reduce Washington's budget deficit.